Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Dirk Kotze is a professor in political science at the University of South Africa at UNISA. We wanted to chat to him about the elective conference. ANC leaders have once again discussed the importance of service delivery, building trust amongst voters, and some of the party's issues, including its contentious step-aside resolution at the ANC's conferences in Limpopo. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So what is going on within the ANC with regard to the conferences and the discussions that are taking place?
Well, at the moment, most of the conferences are provincial conferences, and the focus is very much at this stage on the election of new leadership in the different provinces. The last one that we heard about now is in the case of the Northwest. That is now being delayed, but just before that was the one in Limpopo, so that was the one in the Eastern Cape, and earlier on was the one in Mpumalanga. Those that are still pending are very important are those of Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. They are also supposed to talk about policy matters, and more specifically the discussion documents for the national conference. That have been made public already, but very often this contestation about positions are so intense and take so much time that they don't necessarily get to that point of dealing with the policy matters.
And is that because of all of the internal fighting, or is that something completely different? Is this normal in terms of these types of conferences?
No, it's not supposed to be normal because they are scheduled in order to deal with the policy matters also. But what often happens with these conferences is that in the beginning there's a difference of opinion about the so-called credentials of the delegates. And that means that the delegates who have been sent by their branches and their regions, but specifically their branches, to these conferences are challenged. Mm. To what extent they are authentic, that they are not hoax branches, and that members are indeed members, paid-up members, and not, as they call it sometimes, members of members. That means that some members are recruiting people simply to boost the number of delegates and the numbers of people who are going to vote for a particular set of candidates. So these are all then become real serious complications that take up sometimes a whole day or so of a conference and actually delays it a lot.
So does this mean, in effect, and in terms of the article that I was referring to, the ANC is talking about lack of service delivery and these types of things, but one doesn't really get the impression that the ANC is concerned about anything other than its own internal struggles?
Well, that is absolutely paramount. That is, at this stage, the main issue, because what is their main concern now is who is in what position in order to position themselves for the national conference. So, because ultimately the big prize for everyone is who is going to constitute the top six of the ANC. Thereafter is who will be members of the National Executive Committee, because they believe that that constitutes the leadership that determines the future of thousands of other ANC persons at lower levels, at the branch level and the municipalities, in positions of the different governments. So for them, that is the starting point. Once that has been done with, then they will go to the other matters, the policy matters, the matters about organizational changes in the ANC. That's certainly very important, that must be addressed. But at this stage, in this build up to the conference, it is very much about who can I rely on, who are the people who are in positions that are on my side.
Right, and of course that is the fight that is going on. Are we expecting to see this continuing all the way through till December, when we have the final elective conference?
Well, the ANC has scheduled its national policy conference for the last week in July. And then there's, because it's a conference where there's not any form of elections. It's purely a policy conference.
Right.
So hopefully they will be able there to deal with quite a number of matters. There's a whole set of discussion documents that have been published already, and that's available in the public domain.
Mm-hmm.
That will be the basis of their discussions. They will start to formulate draft resolutions that will go to the national conference. So it will be a moment for them where there will be a lot of emphasis on their policies and looking or preparing themselves for the national conference in that respect. So this is in about just more than a month's time. So then that will give us quite a good idea in which direction at that stage the ANC is going with respect to their policy matters.
And that's where we leave it. We'll certainly continue watching the story. Professor Dirk Kotze, professor in political science at the University of South Africa at UNISA.